We are halfway through. We are finishing week four, and we will be starting week five. So here we go. I'm going to do my recap of what I saw, enjoyed, some comments here on the last week on being good, or, you know, that sort of idea of being a good person, virtue, et cetera, et cetera. So I'll, you know, as far as gratitude and sight reflection, you know, those are exercises we want you to engage with. And I really do kind of hope you're getting something out of those. Again, we're getting closer to kind of a wrap up with those, and we'll say more about them at that point. You know, one of the things I don't know if I made abundantly clear, and I hope I did, in the discussion board last week and this week, and that is I'm trying to integrate your entire experience here on campus as a student with the university. So when I'm asking these, you know, vision, value, mission questions, please don't take them to be somehow like fact finding, dirt digging, or anything like that. It really is for you to share and comment on. And as far as this exercise went, I appreciated all of you really making this a video approach or an audio approach. I actually have no preference on either. When we do online classes, there, I put PowerPoints out there, and yes, you know, I narrate over them, and you know, there are videos, and it's all good fun, whatever. But man, we do so much reading all the time on the screen, and I also want to kind of get a sense of who we are on the other side of the screen. So thank you for participating and doing your best to upload videos, audios, or what have you. I will say, as a matter of tip for next time, if it comes up, and I didn't think about it earlier, if you have trouble uploading the video to Moodle, sometimes you're better off to go to YouTube, like upload the video there, and then just copy and post the link into the discussion. So, but there again, man, I think you guys are really doing a great job. The readings, I don't know about you, this is probably my favorite part of the course. And, you know, I try really hard to not guide the conversation as much, but yeah, I do try to pop in with some answers and some comments. And, I'm really, again, I enjoy how you're processing this. I'm trying to find some particular thing that I'm not finding as I'm looking back through week four. I tried to mark a comment and I can't put my finger on it. But part of what we're building towards is the good life is one lived with others. And I guess I'll say this, I can't find the exact comments, but I know this is what I wanted to get towards. Being a good person does mean like being nice, right? And helping out and having that sort of motivation. And that can be really hard, right? The Kant piece points out like how difficult it can be to be good, especially under his theory. That's very particular to his theory, but just in general, you know, one of the things that we do that is, I think, conflicted in how we talk about being good is we actually sort of trend towards bad, and you know, we want to call out all the things that are bad in behavior, and I get it, right? We have lots of theologies and religions and institutions that, you know, we kind of manage behavior. And we can give it sort of special names like sin, for example. And I get that, but I also sort of think sometimes what we miss in the language of being a good person and living a good life is that I do really think a lot of times the issue of what is good in a religious sense is it even good for you? Like, is it healthy? And you know, that's where I think we struggle. And I always like to sort of decode some of that language a little bit, because two reasons. I mean, A, it can be off-putting to people who are not Christian, but B, even for those of us who are Christian, the language of sin can really sometimes be a barrier to being good, because we get so fixated on not sinning and in some ways working, right? It's not true, but like working our salvation, we're kind of working that angle, and I don't think that's right. And I know that's not what most of you were saying. I'm just saying in general, this is why I sort of switched language to health, because, right, there's an element of like a lot of the things that we call sin are actually very damaging to ourselves. And as a Christian, I get that the sin is actually outright a disobedience to God. But at the same time, I think that disobedience is that, you know, God, you know, in creation want us to live happy, healthy lives, not necessarily pleasurable, right? There's work to be done. There's things to do. But a good life is happy and healthy. And I think there's a lot of good wisdom and words of warning, like this is how you sort of stay on the path of being happy and healthy. And you know, that whole hedonic treadmill pleasure thing can take you wildly in different directions, and that sin can weigh on you because you've strayed so far off the mark that you really are almost in a debt framework of how do you get out of it. And all that makes sense, but man, we're just trying to, you know, live a happy life, a healthy life. And again, happy is a tricky word. Kant, for example, says, you know, being moral doesn't make you happy. It just makes you maybe worthy of being happy. And that stings. Like, I don't know. I still want to kind of enjoy this. And I think that's what I want you to kind of be able to walk away from the course. Like, we're halfway through, right? So I want you to be able to walk away from the course, having thought about your life in the future, and then also say, you know, at the end of the day, I want to say it was a good life. I want to affirm it. I want to say I would, you know, I'd pay for admission again. I would play this game again. I would take this ride again, because I think many people, and I made this comment in the face-to-face course that I teach, and someone said, it almost sounds like midlife crisis, and it can be, right? I mean, there are people who've lived on the hedonic treadmill in some ways, and they get there at midlife and go, man, this did not pan out. And you know, sometimes you have to learn that lesson the hard way, but I think sometimes we can learn that lesson ahead of time and, you know, spend some time reflecting on that. So as we look at the next week, week 5, the discussion is going to be one on the mission statement. It's about who you really think you are, right? We're going to continue our gratitude and reflection exercise. We are going to make a change in week 6. Like, so all this will sort of start to come together. But right now, just keep holding the line. You're doing a good job. We're halfway there.